This is the Troy Trojans locker room chat with head coach Derek Jasper on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and well, last week, Troy, another good win, went on the road and beat Pleasanton in pretty easy fashion, 56-6. So, coach, overall, a really good win for your guys. You had the tough game against Waubunsee, but bounced back with a big win over Pleasanton. So what'd you see on Friday night?
Well, I really like the maturity of our team. I mean, it was no secret. All of our team knew that they were 0-3, and you know, and not that we're good enough to overlook anybody. So I was kind of making sure we were focused on that game. And then he said, you know, let's see how mature we are. Let's see if we go down there and really just take care of business right from the get-go and not play sloppy. And boy, we did that. I think it was 34-0 after the end of the first quarter. So all phases of the game, we dominated right from the first kickoff like we should have. And then just kind of cruised from there. And none of our starters had to play in the second half. So, man, it's really nice to have one of those, you know, at least one of those in a season. We haven't had too many of those here recently where we can kind of coast and let our JV guys get some varsity snaps on Friday night in the second half, and that's what we did. And very proud of our team for the way we handled the long road trip and went down there and took care of business.
Big offensive performances from Cam Anderson and Jarrett Norris. Cam threw for 271 yards, 6 touchdowns. Jarrett had 178 receiving yards, 4 touchdowns as well. What do you see from that connection on Friday?
Well, they were hitting on all cylinders there, and Pleasanton did some things different defensively, like tried to bring like 8 people and get some pressure on our quarterback. So we had some guys running wide open in the secondary, and our O-line held up and gave Cam enough time to throw the ball quick. And we had some people open, and Jarrett had a big game, made some nice catches. Cam was on, made some good throws. But it was kind of just a different scheme. They were trying to bring a lot of people and then didn't have a lot of guys covering our receivers, so we had some people open and just were able to connect. So a big night for those two. They were bringing so many people, we didn't really get our run game going much. We usually scored pretty fast on big plays, so not a lot of running game, but hopefully we'll get that going again this week.
Then defensively, another big performance. You only give up 6 points a couple of weeks ago to Waubunsee, and then last week another really good performance. You had 4 interceptions, 2 of those from Bone Bennett. He's really been a good stud there in that secondary for you. But just overall, what did you see from the defense here in the last couple of weeks especially?
Well, yeah, I'm causing turnovers, something that we didn't do last year. Even though we've thrown some interceptions this year, we're still winning the turnover margin on the year. So they forced 6 turnovers last Friday night, and that's huge. You know, a couple fumbles and 4 interceptions, I think. So that's a big thing. If we can get some turnovers and get our offense back on the field, that's huge for us. And I thought our tackling was very good. Pleasanton does have a big running back that, boy, he's a bull and he runs really hard. And I thought we tackled very well in that game also.
Now you look at it this week, it'll be an even bigger game as you're going to travel to Jackson Heights. It's what should be one of the premier matchups here around the Northeast Kansas area, a game we'll have on FM 103.9 at KNZA. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back. This is the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat with head coach Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And, well, coach, this week a big game on the road at Jackson Heights. This is a huge district game for your guys. And you look at Jackson Heights, they're a team that has had a really good start to the season, a tough loss last week, but a lot of little mistakes that obviously is correctable here this week. So what are some things that Jackson Heights can do to prevent problems?
Oh, well, they're big and physical, and in the last couple of years, they've blasted us really good just because of their power running game, and we usually didn't tackle well, and we've got blown off the ball. Their size and strength has kind of overpowered our D-line, and hopefully we've closed that gap a little bit. This is a very big game for us in the district, and Jackson Heights is kind of an old rival from the Delaware Valley League, so always a fun matchup. Coach Wick's doing some different things this year. I don't know if they'd let him back into Smith Center if he tried to go back there because he's running some spread, throwing the ball around a little bit and still running the ball some. So a little bit more balance for them this year, but I still wouldn't be surprised if they line up and just try to smash mouth us a little bit. So our D-line is going to have to hold up, and we're going to have to make some tackles and tackle well in order to force them to some punts, because usually they can line up and get 2 or 3 yards at a time, and that's kind of what they've done to us the last couple of years and hit some big running plays occasionally. So we're going to have to be really sound defensively with our keys and responsibilities.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How do you prepare for this game against Jackson Heights? Because I know, obviously, like you said, this year they've spread it out more and even did some last year. But obviously, like you said, when they came in last year, they went back to the wishbone and kind of did the smash-mouth football. So how do you prepare for this game? Do you have to try to kind of look at both of those kind of offenses?
Oh, yeah, and I don't know what he'll do. I mean, Centralia ran for a bunch of yards against us, so If he's seen that, he might try to line up and run it against us some. But, yeah, we'll just be totally prepared. We're not going to change anything. We've kind of got our defensive system in place now after about a year and a half, and we've seen some different formations and some different styles of offense, and we hope that we can just adapt what we always do to fit any style that we see. As long as our tackling stays as good as it has been, and maybe we can force a fumble or two, that would be great. We've been causing some turnovers, so any of those things would be good. Friday night, Jackson Heights, I thought, was by far the better team last Friday night against Wabunsee. They just made some mistakes and some penalties that cost them from winning that game. So a really big game, and it's nice to have a big game, you know, and nice to have a little pressure on us to have to perform well. It's been a while, and that's the kind of games you like to play in.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to it. And again, congratulations on that win from last week and this 3-1 start to the year. But we look forward to the game Friday night. Again, it's the game we'll have on FM 103.9 KNZA at Jackson Heights. So, Coach, with that, good luck. Thank you for taking the time.
I appreciate it, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats on FM 103.9 KNZA.